You'll notice a lot of similarities between instrument cards and Go and Stop. They're based on the same idea, but this time, instead of using body percussion or just simple Go and Stop cards, we're using cards that have instruments on them. Now, you're welcome to use any instruments you may have in the classroom, and if you don't have any, you can make your own, just as we've done here. Now, in the basic version of instrument cards, we've posted one instrument card and a stop sign vertically, and we are going to just move back and forth between those two cards, making sure they're posted up high so that they're not blocked by the leader's body. And when the leader points to the drum card in this case, you play the drum, and the stop card, of course, you stop. And of course, we always like to do these activities with students being the leaders, so we repeat with new instruments if you want to change the instruments out, and you can also do it with a new leader, of course. Now, we've kind of smushed Master the Basics and Gaining Skills together because the Gaining Skills version is the similar vertical placement of the cards, but we add a second instrument. Now, this is a little more tricky than when you're just using body percussion cards in a certain way, because when you're doing clapping and stomping, for example, those are two different sounds, but one player can make both of those sounds. In this case, we give half of the students a drum and half of the students a shaker. So you not only have to watch for when you are supposed to play or stop, but you also have to watch for when it's time to play your particular instrument. So if I'm pointing to the drum, the kids with the shakers do not play, and vice versa. So this just adds a little a level of difficulty to this activity, where kids have to be cognizant of what instrument they have and only play it when they're supposed to.